This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's look at the fishing that we can expect for September, both on the smallmouth and on the mountain brook trout. The cooling river definitely causes the bass to increase in their feeding. This is my favorite time to fish because the bass often go into those grass beds the last 2 hours of the day to feed on the shiner minnows. Now, these minnows are there literally by the thousands. I've got favorite places on both the North Fork, the South Fork, up on the Potomac below Shepherdstown. They're just miles of these banks where the grass beds extend from the bank itself out, oh, probably 20 to 30 feet in the river. The bass and the low light level, we'll say the last 2 hours of daylight, the bass crash into those grass beds to feed on those shiner minnows. I usually wade down about 40 or 50 feet out parallel to those grass beds. Watch for the wake of that bass going in to crash into the minnows. Cast my silver outcast out in front of his predicted path and strip at the life. I'd say I get at least half of those bass I have going in there. One evening on the South Fork, just above Siegfried's Landing, on the east side of the river there's about a half a mile of this type grass bed, and I just caught big bass after big bass after big bass. It's a lot of fun. Take advantage of it, and this is the choice time of the year to do this. Silver outcast streamer, fishing it on 2X and shooting it out in front of them. Now let's look at what's going on in the mountain streams. Now the mountain streams obviously get lower at this time of year. They do get a little cooler. The trout tend to feed a little more aggressively than they did, we'll say, a month earlier. Often at this time of the year, you'll see a lot of delicate rise forms. I'm standing in the pool, downstream of the pool I plan to fish. I'm looking upstream, long, flat pool, and I see little dimple rise forms. Closer scrutiny and watching these rise forms, all of a sudden I realize these guys are feeding on Chironomid midges. And there are a lot of them on the river, on the stream in the evening. I put on a size 20 Mr. Rapidan dry midge. Fishing on 7X, I want to be as delicate as I can. I go one-on-one with these guys I see out there rising. Make a slack line cast, either a puddle cast or a lazy S cast. Get a nice natural drift, and probably you'll get about half of those guys, you'll get them up on those dries. This is a fun game. Now, I'm using my pop strike there. I set the hook when I see that rise form. As soon as I feel the resistance of the hook, barbless hook, by the way, as soon as I feel the resistance of that hook in that trout's mouth, I give myself a 99.9 on there saying I knew I fooled him. At that moment, I release the pressure on that fly, and in most cases, it slips right out of his jaw, and he swims away. But now this is fishing to the Chironomid midges. Go on down to 7X, use a delicate rod, make a cautious approach, and this is a fun game, and they're going to be doing it. This goes on every fall and every fall and every fall. But make a cautious approach, delicate presentation, and strike gently. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have any questions on the trout fishing or the bass fishing, give me a ring and I'll go over it. Oh, by the way, we just published a new book on smallmouth fishing on the north, south, and mainstream of the Shenandoah. We're showing, just came in yesterday, we're showing the access places, the tactics, where to find these access places, we're kind of making the approach to the book in a seasonal basis. We're showing you what goes on in the spring, then in the summer, and then in the fall. We're covering a lot of the flies that I've developed in here, and it really does a good job, and it's just ideal for smallmouth bass fishing. Thank you very much.